What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Breaking Barriers pod, where we're talking all things and anything basketball. I'm your co-host, GZ Hoops. Let me throw this no-look over to my boy real quick.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Mark, a.k.a. Breaking Barriers Training. G and I both would like to express our appreciation for the love and support you guys have been showing. Please continue to tune in to each episode, and also go follow us on IG and Twitter, both at Breaking Barriers Training and GZ Hoops. Let me finish this bucket.
Bro Ski, what's up?
What's up, Mark? Good morning.
Yes, sir, man. Good morning. Another day.
Sir, how you feeling?
Pretty good, man. I can't complain. How you?
I'm cooling, bro. I'm cooling. Getting ready to drop episode 77 of the Breaking Barriers pod.
Yeah, man. You know, it's been a couple weeks since we put out the last one. So, you know, we had to let that marinate and get ready for this one.
For sure. And you know how it goes. Definitely want to give a shout out to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, everybody that taps into our weekly, bi-weekly, whatever we do, episodes. And yes, yeah, man, 77 episodes in and we're still rolling.
We love everybody that that stay tuned with us and just do everything as far as supporting, man. I mean, I can't complain, bro. A lot of times it'd be like seeming overwhelming, but then again, this is what we low-key ask for, so.
Facts.
You know, we just got to deal with it and take the punches and roll, bro.
Yes, sir. And it is funny, though, because, like, I do think back to when we first started, like, dropping, what, 2-3 episodes a week. So, like you just touched on, like, we drop an episode, kind of let it marinate, let some viewership come into play, get traction in that sense, as opposed to just spamming content, which there's pros and cons to both endeavors, I guess you could say, but we're at the point now where we don't need to drop that much. I mean, it is a podcast. Like, there's not that much to talk about 24/7.
Nah, and we not know every day, every second, NBA update type of podcast.
Nah.
So, you definitely won't get that out of us again, probably.
Mm-hmm. Nah, because, like, I mean, you know, with, like, JJ's podcast, All the Smoke, Tyus and Tay, like, College Basketball Pod I listen to, like, those are the people you want to hear dang near every week. But, right. Like, it's because they're in the mix and that's their legit job. Like, this is something we do on the side. It's an enjoyment. It's a hustle. But, like, I don't think me or you even want to come on here every single day and be like, oh, last night in the NBA, Zion did this. And then the night before, LeBron did that. Like, nah.
Nah. I mean, if you need that real bad, go watch ESPN or something. I mean,
oh, God.
Or NBA Channel. Like, yeah, you're not going to get that. They don't understand the we say this every episode, we talk about this type of stuff, but they don't really understand, like, the everything that comes behind it. It's not just like we record and throw it out there. We got to do so much editing and everything else. It's
right.
Like, you know, it'd be worth it if that's what your stance on your podcast was, but for us, you know, that ain't really us, so.
Nah.
Ain't no point in faking it.
Nah, we say it in the intro, too. Like, this is all thing, everything basketball. So it's like, we touch on so many different topics of the game and around the game.
Right.
It would get just dry if it was every single night us talking. So shout out to everybody that taps into our episodes, man. Like, this is just genuine content that we see y'all like, so we're going to keep it rolling. But
And to be honest, this is kind of a insight on what our messages between each other look like.
Facts.
I mean, we talk all day, literally. So
even this morning, bro, sending two messages, same bro, thing.
I look up, I'm like, what the hell? This looks familiar, but I don't know if bro sent this. So I sent it. Or how about I woke up and I'm like, this cat GF at 5 o'clock.
Man, you know how I am, man.
It's different, bro.
But
different.
Yes, sir. Nah, and that's all just update for the podcast, truthfully, because we're gonna be talking about that here in a little bit, but. You know how we do. Normally, we start the episode with some updates within the brand, Breaking Barriers. I see you guys, you got the back home leagues. Those started back up.
They've been still going, to be honest with you. We just was out for a little personal reasons.
But right.
We got back, got smacked Sunday. but it was good basketball. I mean, we ain't played in a month, bro. So.
Mm-hmm. No, for real. We were talking about it through text, and it's like, obviously, as hoopers, as coaches, as just competitors, like, we want to win every single game we out there. But, like, at the end of the day, too, we do realize we're not in the NBA. We're not playing professionally. Like, if we take an L, it's not life or death. I mean, we might be frustrated for a couple of days. That's just how we are.
Competitive.
But, like, yeah, like, we out there to hoop, stay in shape, and just have fun with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Honestly, bro, like, I'm not going to make no excuses. I mean, the only excuse that's valid is that we ain't hooped in a month. So, nine times out of ten, we got jobs, so we ain't getting no shots up.
Right.
But, I mean, other than that, you know, we got the rust off pretty early as far as, like, making and missing shots. But to be honest with you, the story is pretty much how the story goes when you play a team that's, like, can do what you do. Because I'm not going to say the team was outmatched us or better than us. This is one of them type teams, like, they already one of the best teams in the league. But what they'll do is go and recruit the best player from another team to come play with them for that week, you know. So that's the type of team they is. But we already beat them before in the same league. So why we play them the first game back as a first game back, I don't know. But you know,
you're that out of state team, bro.
You know, it is what it is.
This is an Ohio league for you listeners, where Mark's based in PA.
Right, and we're 20 minutes away, and they act like we're like the biggest ops ever. But you know, we ain't dodging no wrecks. So whoever they keep bringing at us, you know, we gonna play them, of course. But it was just like, you know, we was you know, the team in the group message we hyped the whole week. Yeah, we back. We finally get back this and that. Then you know, we get to the end of the week, everybody like, who we play? We don't know. We like, we probably gonna play one of the best teams there. Watch. As soon as we look up hot shots, so we like, all right. You know, we beat them before, but while we playing again, we don't know. So, you know, it was just always that question there. But, I mean, reality, you can't come back in and play one of the teams that, bro, they play like at least 2 to 3, 4 times a week.
Like, that's why I'm not even back there, but I recognize that name.
Bro, that's a team that's been together for probably 10-plus years. Yeah. They don't do nothing but get better because they just go and grab the best person on the team. They make a relationship with them. Come on, you want to come with us? We need a game. You can run with us in the Highland League if you want. You can't run in this league over here at the Calvin, which is the other Youngstown League, but you can run in the Highland League, which is the new one. So, you know, there's some stuff like that. But, you know, we played them. It was what it was. Like I said, like it was at the beginning, we actually put up a better fight than we should have. But the second half, you know, they turned the gear up a little bit. But really, it was just us missing shots. And then they was cherry picking because we was tired. So, you know how that go, but they couldn't stop me and Ike. And shit, we run it back. I want them again for real though. But it was what it was, you know. Took an L.
Yeah. You know, like, see that. You'll get back to it. And like you said, like, if y'all haven't played in a month, like, you can't expect you to go out and just kill. I will say, like, with the whole, this team's been together for a while, they play in multiple leagues, so they kind of throw guys into different leagues for different settings to see if they're, like, with it, if they want to keep them on their team, basically.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, like, that's how Tim out here with the Bucket Squad, like, that's how he's been. Because, I mean, obviously, I just moved here a couple years ago, but from what I know, like, he's had the Bucket Squad in these Volo leagues before it was even called Volo. It used to be called Baltimore City, like, adult sports league. I don't know.
That's loud.
But, like, dude's always had a team, and he's just been playing with different people, kind of seeing who's on other teams, bringing them in for a season. If they play well with the team, keep them on. If they don't, that's kind of it.
I mean, it's a good tactic, but you know.
No, it is. And it's like, if you're going to play, especially with him, like, he plays in multiple leagues. And that's how I ended up playing in multiple leagues, because I was just playing with my homies. And now it's like, I kind of found a group to run with consistently where I'm with him. And then I also brought my people to join him. And
it's all love.
I respect it. Like, if you're going to keep playing, you might as well try and win, you know?
Yeah. My only thing is, it's like this, bro. Like, and this is a knock to them, because I don't know who from any of the leagues listen to our stuff. So I don't want to make it sound like I'm complaining or, you know, because when we beat them, they'd be like, oh, y'all didn't have that excuse then. But when we beat them, here's their excuse. We didn't have real hoopers.
Yeah, I know how it goes.
But they really did have good hoopers there when we beat them. They just lost. But, you know, it's like, I look at it like this. You know, do what you got to do to win. Don't get me wrong. But it's like, when you sitting up here playing in these leagues and then you lose, and then your excuse is, oh, I don't got this person, and then you turn around and then you play the same team, or,
oh, y'all are lucky so-and-so wasn't there because he was playing in the other league type,
right,
of thing.
Bro, like, stop making excuses, because you got a roster full of 30, you know, and we come with a consistent 5 or 6, you know what I mean? So it's like, really, bro, it's like obviously like they probably do out there with y'all, is the league is stacked by competition. So obviously it's gonna go from the lowest to the highest. And we're in like gold. Gold is one step from being the highest competition in the league. Right. Bro, we got six players. We got six, and right at really we got seven, but one is still hurt, so we got six.
And one's in high school.
And one's in high school. And then another one had to go and, you know, tend to his personal needs. So as the whole team told him, that's first. Like, if we tried to get you to pick basketball, Russ, we wouldn't want you to play with us no more. You know what I mean? Because of the circumstances he was going through, that was first over basketball. Right. And that was totally understood. But everything is good there now, just to update everybody. So shout out to my boy Mike. Hopefully,
sir, shout out Mike.
Hopefully my other shooter will be playing tomorrow. But yeah, bro, it's just like, you know, we coming with a consistent six, and we're keeping up with every team there is. Like last Sunday was probably the first time we got blown out in maybe some months. Because, you know, as you remember, we was on that little win streak when we would talk on the pod every week or every time we was talking. And then, you know, we lost our streak and came back and won on another one. So, you know, it's like, it's not like we've been losing and get, and like, we get blown out to certain, you know, like, we're competing with everybody. So, for, like, everybody to make that excuse or, you know, you got to go get the best in order to win, like, I mean, I don't knock it because I want to win. But at the same time, I'm going to rock with the same guys I've been rocking with because, you know, it's just like, that's who I've been winning with and taking these losses with. So, I don't really, you know, like you said, this ain't the NBA Finals. So, I'm not going to go and get my Miami Heat Golden State Warriors squad.
Nah.
And then walk around with my chest poked out like we got an NBA Finals ring.
I'm not even gonna lie, bro. Like, especially like where you are, like you have a consistent six because those guys actually show up and want to play.
Right, exactly. Like
the Youngstown dudes or whoever, like it's a bigger city per se, so they, like, they have so more heads. They have more heads to pick from, and that's how it is out here too. Like,
right.
People in Baltimore City, County, and Arundel County, like everyone comes together to play in these leagues. So, like, you meet a lot of different people from different areas. Therefore, you can build a bigger team and expand. You're just with your homies that you grew up with.
Exactly. And think about it, bro. Like, how many? Like, you were in two leagues by yourself. But you could attest to how many more leagues is around you that you haven't even touched or been in.
Oh, yeah.
But there's still other leagues going on while you're already in two that's going on. So these guys in Youngstown, you know, they find a lot of leagues in their area and, you know, a little bit outskirts of their area that's still obviously close to be able to get to. So, like, yeah, they hoop a lot. You know, like, they even have Knapp. Shout out to Knapp. Marcel Holden, the one we interviewed for everybody that's listening. You know, he was even on Hot Shots out there. So, like, that's how far they go to – recruit, bro. Like, but I mean, it's like, it is what it is. I don't knock it. It just be funny because, you know, you got them, then you got I ain't gonna say his name, but you got a dad out here who can't coach at no school, but he feel like he's a coach of a men's league team because I don't know. I'm gonna shut up.
Yeah.
So, you know, so fuck it. We got a dude who think he a coach of a men's league team. Mm-hmm. And then he got a tech last game and his own player said right in front of him, he ain't the damn coach. I'm the coach. Us the players are the coach. But this dude walk around, I'm the best coach of this. I'm the best of this. And I put the best team together, dude. Is grown men agreeing to hoop together.
I was going to say, I'm not going to lie. Like, a legitimate coach in a men's league is crazy.
Bro, you should see it.
Like, that's weird, bro. Like, I'm a grown man. I don't need someone coaching me.
Like, and then you know, for the kids that's listening, they'll hear you say, well, the NBA players got coaches. They get paid to do that.
Yeah, but that's those guys, it's a whole different parameter.
Those guys are also on that type of level of the players. They've been there longer than the players. So they, even though the players get to the point where they figured it out, they still haven't figured it all out, as we all know. You never know everything in life. So the coaches also been through that. This dude ain't put a ball in. He can't even put a damn paper in a garbage can if he tried on a layup. So we ain't gonna sit up and act like that. Like, but like you said, bro, this is a men's league. Why are you out here trying to act as if we need coaches? And then, you know, this is his pitch to make it look like he could go and coach anyone. Okay, let me see you go over to Charlottesville. And there's no knock to Charlottesville. Let me see you go to Reynolds. You know, schools who focus on other sports first. Like, Charlottesville came a long way. They now focus on basketball. Reynolds don't focus on basketball. So let me take Charlottesville out there and let me put Reynolds in, a school that focuses on wrestling and football. Okay? So since you're so brave a coach, go over there with no talent. And then when you went over there, then I take the men's league thing serious. But, it's things like that where, guys walk around, as we all say, we always said, like, this is our NBA finals, obviously, because we're not in the NBA finals, but you're not playing. So why is your chest poked out?
Right. But and at the end of the day, bro, like, I mean, we love hoop and we want to compete, but, like, there is more to life than going to play in a men's league game. You know, like, I got to make sure I'm cool for work. I got to make sure my money's right. I got to make sure my family's right. Like, basketball is our hobby and our passion, but, like, there's real world things that you got to worry about as opposed to putting on a front for some league, you know?
Exactly, bro. And this is my thing. Like, I'm like, I don't want it to sound like I'm dogging, dude, because I'm not dogging. It's just that, like, if you was playing out there and you was walking with your chest poked out, like, yeah, I had 32 points. That's the difference between walking around coaching, trying to say you coach men.
Yeah, that's just...
And mentally, and then, like it's like damn near like you keeping tabs on your record. Like, oh, we was 11-1 in this league, and then we're 10-2. So, like, my record is whatever in three. Like, you know, stuff like that. Like, we're not about to sit here and walk around and keep your record like that. If you ain't no player, your chest shouldn't be poked out in this type of league.
You know? It's just a little different, man. But yeah,
it's crazy. So, you know, I said that to say, like, you know, we take the league serious, but it's not that serious. And next podcast, you'll hear we won. So, since we're going to take it that serious, this guys, you know, I'm still getting challenged out there, G.
Of course.
Like, remember how we talked about the Kennedy League? Like, now, mm-hmm. God, I don't know if it's my aura or guys follow me or what it is, but, you know, now guys from Youngstown and other places that's out there in this league is challenging me. So, since we lost and got our ass whooped this Sunday, last Sunday, I should say, you'll hear we won tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guaranteeing it.
Well, that's just energy. That's just going to fuel your fire, get you back on track. And, I mean, if you're a hooper, just go out and play your game. That's really all it is.
Right. I mean, I had 20-something anyways last game. So, mm-hmm. You know, it obviously, like I said, we didn't shoot good, but I had like 28-8 or something like that. But I had over 20. So,
right.
It's going. We'll get back, and then we'll be able to start talking smack on Facebook. Like I told Ike, I'm about to start amping up the smack talk because everybody, I've been seeing everybody talk about these men's league. You know, we got guys out here tagging the men's league on game day. Talk about game day, let's go. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'm about to start turning my pressure up. I'm sending shots this morning to everybody that be talking crazy to me on the internet. I'm sending shots y'all with. Y'all listen to this, y'all know who y'all is when I say what y'all be doing. Now, I'm going to keep that energy. So when we start winning again, G, I'm going to just be the biggest troll.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to turn into Chris White.
Chris White, your boy.
Please.
This guy, he got kicked out of a Ball's Life event the other night.
That was free for everybody to come to.
That is kind of wild, though. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Just kind of, honestly, it's spinning off of our conversation about, like, passion for the game of basketball, and therefore there is more than just basketball, too. Like,
right.
I got a new league starting next Saturday and the following Wednesday, but I'm dealing with this reoccurring calf strain thing that, honestly, has been bugging me since, like, May. It's been cool over the last couple of months, but Sunday when I was at an open invite run, went up for a layup, jumped off my left foot, I felt it.
So let me ask you a question. How long, when you hooped last Sunday, how long was you off before that?
What, from hooping?
Yeah. So, like, you hooped last Sunday, but before last Sunday, when was the last time you hooped?
I hooped Thursday night, and then Saturday I biked 40 miles.
Ooh, that might be some stress on you, bro.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, and people that listen, like, they know I wasn't in any leagues for the last month because I was like, oh, I'm gonna take care of my body, just kind of chill, do my thing, which I kind of was. But then on the flip side of things,
you wasn't at the same
time. No, I was playing 2 to 3 times a week, just getting all these invites, which is dope. Shout out to everyone hitting me up, and I've been playing some real good hoop. But it's like, I need to be smarter. Like, I need to take rest days. I need to. Even, like, on days I don't hoop, I need to start training my body, like, musculature-wise for the type of movements that I perform on the court.
Man.
And that's for everybody, though. Like, strengthening my knees, my ankles, my hips, like, that's what I'm really trying to focus on right now.
Them little workouts I sent you
mm-hmm.
from that one page, we got to start doing that, honestly.
No, that's, like, I'm really trying to keen in on it. And it's, like, that's for players, not even – like, some people are probably going to be listening, like, it's because you're old. And a part of it, yeah. But it's also, like, I almost play more now than I did in high school and college, low key.
Yeah, and guys got to understand, like, I'm not comparing us to them when I say this, but you got to look at it. We the same age as guys like Devin Booker and them.
Right. You know, and, so like, and their job is to treat their body. Where, like, my 9 to 5 is I'm on my feet running around a hospital. And then after that, I go and work out myself, and then I sleep or do whatever. Like, right, I don't.
So basketball is an extracurricular activity.
Right. And it's like, I don't even really implement time for proper recovery, which, like, I'm really trying to focus on over the next couple of weeks. Like, I'm sitting here now. I got my leg elevated. I've been icing all day yesterday, this morning. Like, yeah. It's feeling better. But, like, at the end of the day, I do not want to randomly deal with, like, an Achilles-type injury just because I'm running around like a crazy guy.
And for people who may understand, I said we're the same age as Devin Booker because, you know, you said people say, oh, well, you're old. Bro, we're 26, 27 years old. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's still not even your prime.
No,
like,
we straight. 30s
is your prime, you know? So, like, it's not like, bro, is that, bro, hoop so much and do so much. Mm-hmm. People don't understand, like, people think, like, us hooping a lot and, you know, yeah, that keep you in shape. Your body is getting fit for it, but at the same time, just because you're in shape don't mean you can't strain your body.
No, that's doing what you're
working for. So,
like, I'm in shape, but I'm not healthy. So I'm right. Working towards health as opposed to just straight up like aerobic, endurance, stamina, health, everything like that. So exactly. like I said, I'm supposed to have a game next Saturday. If I'm cool, if I feel straight, if there's no pain, I'll play. But I've been talking to Tim and a couple other dudes that I rock with, like. If I'm not 100%, I'm not about to go out there and run around because that's how I've been doing it over the last how many months. I need to just get right before I really go back out there and compete. So yeah, we'll see what happens, man. I mean, I still got time, obviously. Like, I'm not going to go to – normally I play basketball every Sunday. I'm not going to go there tomorrow. I'm going to lay low, focus on myself, that kind of thing. And hopefully I'm cool for next week. But if not, we'll see, man.
We'll just trying to get right. We'll speak it in existence. You'll be able to play, man.
I think I will, to be honest. But, like,
just maybe it could be the way you jump, too. You know what I mean? Like,
it is. And
going up.
You know me, bro. Like, I'm not good at just sitting around. Like, if I'm not hooping, I'm at the gym. If I'm not at the gym, I'm biking. Like, I just need to focus more on the intrinsic musculature, just, like, doing what I need to do to be healthy, strong, yeah. Everything above. So, it's like
– right.
It's a learning experience. So, I mean, I just copped them Dame Lillard shoes, which feel good, by the way. But it's funny, he's dealing with a calf strain too. And I'm not saying that's a correlation between the shoes. I'm just saying, like,
crazy ass coincidence.
Yeah, and it's like Dame's dealing with the same thing I am. So it's like, it's not out of the ordinary for guys that are on the go 24/7. So
right.
I'm going to be right. So with that being said too, if I am cool, definitely want to try and get some sort of run or regardless, we're going to get together over Thanksgiving when I'm back that way. If you got an open gym, I seen you were posting about open gyms for the 7th and 8th grade team over at Farrell starting up soon.
Yes, sir. We about to get it rocking. Mm-hmm. It's funny as hell, bro, because it's like second year and I'm over at Farrell. Like, and I will say I got a request to come back to Sharon. Shout out to Lou Brown.
Mm-hmm.
He got the head coaching job and I think everybody at Farrell pretty much marked me out. They're like, oh, he's going back now. But it was like, you know, it was so much love at Farrell. And then I gave Coach Lowe my word that I'd be back. And mm-hmm. my dad always taught me to be a man of my word. If you say you're going to do it, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless something serious came up. But if something serious came up, I wouldn't be able to coach at Sharon either. So, you know, right. I'm just grateful to still have an opportunity, grateful to have people wanting me
mm-hmm.
and so on. But you know, we about to get it rocking. Year two, they come in me and Ike squad, you know, because Farrell's a small school. Basically, our whole basketball team played football. So
right.
They coming off an undefeated season for football. And that's the next goal
so for basketball. So you got athletes.
Yeah, so the next goal is to go undefeated for basketball. I mean, this group that I got was Ike's group last year, and they was 10-2 overall.
Okay.
For regular season. And if we add the preseason games, they was 11-3. So, lost to the same team twice in the regular season, lost to Hermitage in the championship. So,
okay. So you definitely got a good squad coming up under your belt, but it's like, how can you put them in the right position to be successful, right? On and off the court.
Yeah. Now we're looking to push the level higher because mm-hmm. for instance, like when we played Kennedy twice last year, we had to mix our 7th and 8th grade. Whereas every game I played last year, obviously we would have some seventh graders with us, the more advanced seventh graders, because we only had five eighth graders. But like when we played Kennedy, it was seventh and eighth. Like there wasn't no seventh grade game, then eighth grade following.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was eighth and seventh on the court at the same time.
Yeah, that's how so, they do it.
You know, we got to get them ready because like now the eighth graders, they know how to play when we play that team. But, you know, we got to get some of the seventh graders built because a lot of them ain't tall. And, you know, that boy Gummy is back playing eighth grade. And then little Mar Johnson is going to be a seventh grade this year, you know.
So, oh, dang. Okay.
You know, little stuff like that we got to prepare them for. So, you know, we coming in, bro. We swinging for the fences but going for the little plays at the same time. Like, we just got to work on all the little stuff and get them a little more mentally stronger because that was really why they lost their games last year.
Mm-hmm.
The three games they lost, they wasn't mentally as strong as the other team once they ran up against somebody who could do what they could do.
And I already know you're hungry to get back in the gym as a coach as opposed to a player too, because we've been talking about that. Like, obviously it's a different transition entering the facility, the gym, the park, wherever you're at as a player versus a coach, and there's pros to both instances. But especially as we do age and like fully move into the coaching realm, like that's just a different type of excitement. Seeing the guys you're with succeed and seeing them do things that you once did or do things that you couldn't do, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
it's love, bro.
It's a different type of energy, bro. I promise you, anyone that has ever coached any sort of athletics or anything really, you know what we're talking about here.
It's love. And it's just like people look at it and be like, you do it for the record. That's not the case at all. It's like you said, seeing them succeed in a sport we both love or at least both have a common interest in, you know, that's a great excitement. Then to like make relationships forever where you could be like, he coached me when I was in this grade, he coached me, but not only did he coach me, he was there for me after he coached me, you know. Like,
and we talk about that all the time, bro. Like, we can name our coaches from kindergarten till college,
right?
And you remember those guys or girls that really like impacted you, whether it was on the court, the field, the classroom, whatever. So it's like certain coaches implement certain aspects of real world scenarios into your brain that they're there forever. And you're never going to forget that type of interaction, the type of experience, relationship. So it's like you're instilling a lot of things into these kids. I mean, eighth grade, that's a pretty big year. I'm not going to lie, both that's physically and mentally.
Year. Most important year, if you ask me.
Physically and mentally, there's a lot going on. So, yeah, bro, like, coaching all in all is just – it's love, man. It is.
It's love, bro. And, like, you know, I just look at it like it's the most important year because now you go from elementary where you're in the same class with the same kids every year to now where you go to middle school. The first year, you kind of nervous because you're in there. And you got to worry about getting to class on time. You got to worry about learning how to open your locker combination. If you didn't
depending where you're at, you might be in a new building, a bigger building.
Like. Exactly. So, you know, if you didn't have locker, like at Sharon, we didn't have lockers. So going to seventh grade, we was worried about locker combinations. But if you ain't know how to open your locker, that's another, you know what I mean? So like,
that's real world. That's real spill. No,
a big struggle. So, you know, you go from seventh grade, you trying to adjust to eighth grade now. I know how the middle school swing. I'm the big dog this year because it's only two grades in middle school. And we're going, you know, you always looking at it like that. So now we're trying to teach them. You went from being the little fish last year to now you're the big fish. And now you're back to the little fish next year. Mm-hmm. But now you're going to be running up against the best of the best. And what we mean by the best of the best, you're going to be playing the best guys for the week. You know, like, I mean, for the week as in practice. Because unless you come up and you're a starter, you're going to be playing against the best guys the whole week. And then you turn around and play guys who are bigger, faster, stronger than you in the game. So that's a big thing to adapt to. And then we got to also teach them more of the rules for high school. Mm-hmm. Now we're not just teaching you like middle school and elementary basic. Now you got to get to that footwork that you wasn't able to do last year. You know?
And there's certain aspects of the game that you expect them to know, right? Obviously, if you see they don't understand it or they don't know it, you're going to teach them and implement it into their game. But there's a huge difference from coaching eighth graders as opposed to fifth graders, fourth graders, you know?
Like, and I learned that last year, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I learned
so.
That.
It's dope, bro. I'm excited for you to come back season two at Farrell, for sure.
It's so lit. And you know how they are over there, bro. Like, you know it's all about sports.
Hey, I do know. I'm gonna say this now. Whenever y'all get your merch, the seat, like the team gear, you gotta call me something. I'll throw money for it.
I got you, because you talk about that sweat fit that we got last year.
Yeah, bro, I need something. I need something. Come on, man. Bro, I'm excited. Yeah. Still need them on.
You see their jerseys?
Cold.
Oh my god, the checkers is crazy.
So cold.
Yeah. So you know, ooh, speaking of merch, that's crazy because we is getting team shirts this year. So I got you.
Word.
I'm looking at making some crazy merch for them, like to travel in. Honestly, bro, like, or at least to warm up in.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. Like some like blue and gold Breaking Barriers tees to wear over top their jerseys or to the game, that kind of stuff. Like that would be hard.
Yeah, I was looking at doing that and putting the logo, Ferrell logo, with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cause like Nap got the Ferrell logo.
I seen that.
You seen that with the Finish Your Food? I got to grab that. I'm thinking about getting him to collab with the Pharaoh so they can have shirts. Like, bro, there's so much stuff I want to do this year for the kids. Like, I just really want to turn it up. Like, me and Ike going to do more exciting stuff with them, you know, and we're trying to get more camera work this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to let the kids use the Instagram a little more, you know, like.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
To motivate them to be like, all right, we're going to hoop so we can have something to post, but also – we want to get a privilege to be able to, you know, do a takeover for practice.
Mm-hmm. You gotta like earn the rights to the account for the week or something.
Exactly.
You gotta do something in practice. You gotta do something in the game, that type of thing.
Exactly. And then I'm gonna buy. Obviously, it's gonna be fake. A little fake chain though for the week for like whoever the mm-hmm.
Like the Cavs been doing.
Yeah, like the practice warrior, game warrior. You know, little things like that. Whoever that dog is, you know, it's going to be called Dog Week. We're going to make a name of it for something. We'll mm-hmm. make up a name, but, like, you know, something like Dog Week, where that guy just, he's been a workhorse basically the whole week. You know, little things like that to keep them engaged and, you know, want to be there.
Right.
And we're going to win games for sure.
Like, heck yeah, man. Nah. Sure. Season 2 is going to go crazy. Thanksgiving.
We got Coach G up here.
That's what I'm saying. Thanksgiving, I'm going to definitely be in the gym with you guys, whether – I'm healthy. I'll be able to play if we do like a run type of thing, or I'm going to just come to the open gym, the practice, see what's up, help any way I can for sure. But let's spin to a commercial break, bro, and then we can dive into a couple other topics.
Yes, sir.
And, mm-hmm.
and before we get into anything else, because we didn't get to make the commercial, I want to shout out Cliff.
Oh, yeah.
And Legends, sure. Basketball, you know, and Nap and everybody else with it. They doing their thing over there in Youngstown. I don't got the address for sure, so I don't really want to throw address and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But if you're looking to get good quality work on Sundays and you're in the Youngstown, Farrell, Sharon, wherever area,
mm-hmm.
Hit up Cliff Mack on Facebook, or mm-hmm. you can hit up Legends on Facebook, Legends Ball, I believe is right. Is that it, G?
Yeah, Legends Ball on Facebook and Insta, I believe. Or yes. Instagram might be like Penn Ohio Legends.
Yes.
If we're botching it, that's our fault. It's early in the morning.
Yeah. But we wasn't able to make the commercial, so I still right. wanted to get that in because I told him I would. And,
yeah.
And you can also hit up, I think it's Kilo on Facebook, or you know what? We'll tag them. Because, you know, I can't remember their names off the top of my head.
Right.
And, you know, just shout out to them. Like I said, we wasn't able to make the commercial, but I mm-hmm. still want to make sure that I get their promotion in.
For sure.
Because they deserve it. They're working. They, you know, they're just trying to help expand kids and put kids in position to show that we got ballers over here, too. And mm-hmm.
so, no, shout out Cliff, man. I'm excited for him just because, like, this guy, he really does love basketball. Like, that's one guy that I can attest to is maybe as addicted or more to the game as me and you. Like, I don't know too many guys that really follow the game like him. He loves playing. He watches it. Now he's diving into the coaching realm. First time doing that. So, definitely excited for bro. And it's funny, man. Like, I've known Cliff since, I mean, we were like –
Waterhead babies. And listen, Cliff is one of them guys who everybody could attest to got better as he got older.
Bruh, it's crazy because I remember freshman year he went to Kennedy with me and like he could play a little bit, but
he ain't had a strap like that.
No. And that's how it was. Random enough, he went to St. Joe's with me in what, like fifth grade, I think he came at the end of the year. Cliff was bouncing all around. That's the homie, though. But this cat, man, like, he definitely got so much better, especially moving into his senior year of high school. Or junior year, because that's a whole speculation. Yeah.
The year they made that run, Cliff was the guy that...
He was like the X Factor, for real.
Yeah, he was that guy that came off the bench, and he still brought height, but he could, like, get you a quick instant bucket.
Very energetic dude within the way he speaks, and whoever kids he's working with, I promise you he's going to bring that same type of energy and timing gonna bring to that them. Love. So.
You're going to see Cliff over there, come on, when the ref make a bad call, but it's all
and love. And why? Screaming crazy.
It's all love, and he just loved the game.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Cuz, man.
Yeah, bro.
Do your thing.
We got to get bro on the pod one day. I think you'd really enjoy it, and it'd be cool for him to kind of voice his experience of playing and now moving into the coaching realm, kind of like us. So
yeah, for sure. We definitely make
shout out to Brody. For sure, yeah, man.
But we'll tag them on Facebook and stuff and go make that happen if you need your kids worked out or if you know anybody that need worked out. Or hell, even if you're an adult, tap in.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're or in high school, just tap in and see what they can do with you. You know, mm-hmm. they willing to put in work with anybody that's willing to work.
Sure.
But don't go over there thinking you're going to have Stephen because it's not that.
No. Never that.
Let's get on to the next topic, brother.
One thing, bro, I want to talk about. This kid, we mentioned him like, I mean, over a year ago, probably on the podcast, Rob Dillingham. It's been a minute since we talked about Rob. Super shifty five-star guard who, I mean, over the last, I guess you could say, a little over a year, he's been the face of the short-lived Donda Academy team.
Short-lived.
I don't want to talk too much on Donda and how they're kind of falling in that sense. This is a basketball podcast. I don't want to dive into all that kind of stuff, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, we ain't even worried about that.
But some things are going on with them. So Rob is leaving Donda. Therefore, he had to find a new school or a new platform to play. And it came out the other day that he signed officially with Overtime Elite.
Man, you want to know a funny story about Rob real quick?
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I never told nobody this, so this is the first time anybody gonna hear it. So I'm at work one day, and you know I work midnight. So I'm on Instagram scrolling through stories, and who want a promotion, a promo on my page, this and that. Hit me, tell me to cash app me, whatever it is, do it. Bow, cash app me. Never got the shout out.
Bro, I remember this, so I'm not gonna lie.
Never got the shout out.
That was like COVID time.
That was like,
wasn't it?
No, that was like maybe some months ago. It was some months ago now, but it wasn't like COVID wasn't. It wasn't pre-COVID.
Okay.
For like beginning of COVID, nah. It was like I was just working at this new house that I.
Okay, you know, I got you.
Yeah, because I've been there probably about 6-7 months now, maybe. Okay. 8. So it's been around that long.
I remember you messaged me though, like, bro, like he might promo. I'd be like, dang, that's crazy.
never got it, bro. Never.
So pay up, bro. Nah, I'm playing.
Or get on the pod.
Oh God, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, that's some funny stuff, though.
But I mean, you've been following him longer than me, to be honest, because he is a Kentucky guy, Kentucky commit.
Right.
Within this whole Overtime Elite stuff, I mean, you know me, and a lot of the people that listen to the show know that I'm a pretty big advocate for, like, different avenues of basketball. Like, throw it all the way back to the JBA with the Big Baller Brand.
Yeah.
YouTube basketball. Like, I'm interested in these, like, up-and-coming leagues or brands, anything like that, to get exposure for kids or anybody that's trying to hoop. So, like, this Overtime Elite stuff is very interesting to me, especially now that I'm able to follow it a little bit more. Like, last season, we didn't know too much about it, to be honest. It was there, but, like,
we didn't really look at it like we not. I ain't gonna say we. I'm not really looking at it now. Still, look at it, but I didn't look at it as much last year as I do this year.
No, because I feel like it wasn't as pushed last year. Where, I mean, it makes sense. It was the first year they're trying to get their grounding.
Right.
But now, like, it's popping up on my feed more, so I'm noticing it more. I'm diving more into it. Like, I watched one of their games last night, which is crazy. They have a deal with Amazon Prime.
I see you tagged that. That's crazy.
All their games are on Amazon Prime, which is, I mean, that's huge, for free? Bro. Yeah, like, if you got that Prime. I'm not going to lie. I don't even know how I have Amazon Prime. I don't pay for it.
No, because the app is free, though.
Oh, okay. So, and like, I guess I have an Amazon Fire Stick. Maybe that's why. I don't know.
I was about to say, because Amazon Prime is free. Like, even if you got it on your phone, like, you could watch some videos and stuff on there. But okay. It's like when you, like, when you want to get the exclusive stuff sometimes. Like for instance, Lil Baby dropped his documentary on there. Like, if you got the app for free, you can't watch the documentary unless you pay for it. You know
what, yeah, because that's, like, how Thursday Night Football is. This is kind of side topic. But, like, I know, like, my older patients are all mad that, like, they don't get to watch Thursday Night Football because it's on that Prime. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, I don't have Prime, blah, blah. I don't know. But, but yeah, so, like, shout out to OTE. They're doing their thing on a pretty big platform for their second season. But
so these kids get paid, right?
They get paid. They're able to still ensure their collegiate eligibility. That's how Rob ended up signing with them, because he's still, as of now, committed to Kentucky. Yeah. They're getting paid college eligibility. They're still students. At least they claim they are. But they get to train in this top-tier facility, bro. Like, that OTE arena is absurd.
Yeah. It's. I mean, Trae Young was there.
That's what I'm saying. They've multiple had so times. Many NBA stars, superstars, vets, everybody in between going to work out there. Yeah.
The dream.
This league, I will say, from the minimal viewership that I have of them over the last, like, 2 weeks, it's legit. I mean, there's six teams right now. Three of them are those overtime teams. And then there's three teams that are just, like, random, like, prep schools. Like, Hillcrest Prep is in the overtime league. Mm. But then they also play, like, their standard prep schedule, too. So it's interesting, bro. But I want to say, I mean, so Rob Dillingham is joining OTE. He hasn't been added to any of those three teams for overtime yet. But, I mean, what's your thoughts on him going there as, like, a Kentucky guy? What are you feeling?
I don't know, bro. Like, be honest with you, I was watching, like, highlights and stuff of his yesterday. And I was just thinking, like, when I look at the highlights, like, these kids now, like, they don't even got to be able to play defense. Like,
for real.
When you watch their highlight games, I mean, the games or, like, the highlights period, like, all right, so Rob, for instance, is the best, obviously going to be the main attraction at the game, the best player. Like, you'll see him guarding the player who never touched the ball. He runs to the corner and he's posted every time. But then as soon as the ball go up in the air for a shot, you're going to see Rob and them sprinting. You know, mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, I watch stuff like that. And, like, I mean, I guess because they got a for sure spot at D1 and at least an attempt at the league, you know, that's good for them. But I kind of like him to go somewhere with, like, Bron. Even if he went with Bronny or, you know, somewhere like that type of school, just to – kind of make them still have to play competition.
Right. Like,
not to cut you off real quick, I'm not going to say OTE ain't competition, but I just don't feel like they're going to – you would get that type of high school vibe, like, if you went to a actual school like Sierra Canyon.
No, I got you. I 100% hear what you're saying. I will say, like, so Rob played in, like, the OTE, like, opening night, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago. He was on – they called it the Cold Hearts. They just formed this team. It was like Rob Dillingham, Mikey Williams, Sherry McCain. Like, it was just like an all-star team. And it was like an all-star event.
End up losing.
Right. I mean, Rob was going crazy. Like you said, like, his bag was just absurd. Like, people were saying, like, it looked like he got a black wife beater on with a do-rag on at LA Fitness, just going wild. And that's what it looked like. Like, his bag is wild.
Yo, bro, they said – yo.
It was crazy. Like, Rob with the shifts on Instagram, like, he's shifty, bro.
Bro, they had me crying, though, because the dude that was commentating the game loved Rob just because Rob didn't have no conscience on shooting anything, right? So, like, bro, they were saying, like, Rob might be the best scorer in his class.
He might be. And that's what, so, like, transitioning to the competition level of this OTE stuff, like I said, those were, like, exhibition games.
All
right. Last night was the first, like, regular season game, so, like, high school season game, where this team called the City Reapers. They're with that Amen Thompson, who's the number 3 projected pick in next year's draft. His twin brother, Asar Thompson, projected number 8 pick in next year's draft.
Wow, that's crazy. What's the difference between them, though?
One handles the ball a little bit more. That's really the only difference, to be honest.
Okay.
They're disgusting. 6'7" guards, handle the ball, shoot the ball well. Their like athleticism. Their athleticism's out of the gym. But they were playing this team last night. Of course, I can't remember the name of the team, but they're a school. Exactly, they're a school from New York.
Okay.
Like, they're a regular high school team that's also playing in this OTE league, kind of like Hillcrest Prep.
Okay.
So, like, the energy and the effort was a lot higher than kind of like what you were talking about with, like, Rob playing in that exhibition game a couple weeks ago, where, like, the bag's crazy, but on defense, he might get away with just standing there.
Right.
Like, in the real league, these kids are really, really battling, I'm not going to lie. Like, I was shocked last night.
Okay.
So I will say you definitely got to tap into one of those, like, true games to see how these kids are moving on and off the ball, sign their feet on defense. Like, it was top-tier high school basketball, I'm not going to lie, just on a crazy skill level.
I got to tap in, then. Definitely got to tap in because, I mean, you know, I mean, like I said, I wasn't – because, you know, I'm not going to say all of them don't play defense, but, you know, I just – from that, I mean, it was an all-star game, but still, like,
I hear what you're saying. 1,000%.
You watch some games, and like, they get in the bag and they in that top tier facility, like, they basically pros, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like when they get to college, that's when they play again.
Because, mm-hmm. Like, even with that City Reapers team, they have that Eli Ellis kid, the little white kid, bro. He's a sophomore who, I mean, we're gonna be following him for a couple years, obviously, but like,
right.
Within those exhibition games, he was doing his thing. He dropped like 14 on Bronny and them. He dropped like 16 against Jared McCain's high school team. I saw he had a triple double in one of the games where, like, last night, he did start at the point guard position, which was the first time all season, quote unquote. But like, he got pulled within 2 or 3 minutes because he really couldn't handle the ball against these fast, shifty guards that were really playing defense.
And that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I watched, man, listen.
He did come into the game later and just played his role, like, I mean, I'm a white guy, yeah, so like playing off the ball, step, catch, shoot, like being sometimes a typical white gotta shooter. Be that, though.
Like, if you're not Jason Williams, who's just a shifty
mm-hmm.
type of guy, you're not gonna last like all the time, so mm-hmm. you don't always have to handle the ball. Sometimes you gotta let the other guy handle it and be that off guy to shoot.
That's what I'm saying. Don't
understand, though. They'd rather sit there and have 10 turnovers to have 20 points on 30 shots
trying to get clips
and 2 assists. And like, I don't care, I had 20, you know.
I will say he's only 15. Like, he's the youngest player in this league, technically.
He'll be a monster by his senior year.
Yeah, so like once he actually matures, he'll be straight. But that's what I'm getting at. Like, the effort last night as opposed to those exhibition games a couple weeks ago, it was like night and day.
Okay, so that's good. That's good.
I definitely want you to tap into a couple of those games here soon. But with Rob, like,
you gotta send me somebody I know, though. You know, I ain't
gonna. I will. Whenever they announce Rob's team, honestly, that's the one you should watch.
Or even the Twins.
Mm-hmm. I got you. I know. I think I saw they play next Friday. I think.
Is Rob on 18?
That's what we don't know yet. Like, there's 3 overtime teams that Rob is gonna join. One of them, they haven't announced which team he's on yet.
Wow! So they're making the cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm. But that kind of stinks, though, to the kids that are on these teams, low-key. Like, let's say I'm, like, the top dog on whatever overtime team. I'm the point guard. And then I'm expecting this big year out of myself and of my team. And then they're like, oh, by the way, Rob Dillingham's joining your squad.
And then you just be like, damn, there go my Debbie Downer.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I mean, that's real-life situations in all levels of sports, but we'll see what happens with Rob. I do want to say, though, like, within the Donda stuff, like, they had a couple other high-level recruits playing at Donda. 5-star A.J. Johnson. They said he transferred now to Southern California Academy, some school out in Cali.
Yeah, that's the one Dior went to last year.
Okay.
When he left.
Got you. So he's there. 4-star J.J. Taylor, he's transferring to San Ysidro, joining Mikey.
Wow. Oh, hey, that's big for them.
Right. So, and then they had a 3-star guy, Justin Johnson, who he's moving back to Florida. He's going to play for the high school that he came from.
Bro, Mikey and them obviously ain't had a big player since Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
But Mikey being able to bring that in, and if I'm not mistaken, they came off a state title last year, right?
Yes, and so, that was without Mikey.
So that's going to be trouble.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, the high school basketball scene is so exciting these last, what, like 2-3 years, and it's only going to grow as the years go on. Like, I can't even really put into words how much just talent is within all these kids' abilities. Like, it's absurd.
I love it. And you know, while we're on the topic of them, you ever watch the Ellis' show?
Yeah, bro. You know I watch every episode.
That, hey, y'all, that's G's long lost cousins.
That's my little brother.
But nah, so I happened to watch the one with Dior in it, right? And
oh, okay.
The way the older one, what's his name?
Eli.
The way he handled the pressure then was the pressure the same in the OTE?
Similar. Oh, similar. Okay.
So
I'm not gonna lie, this guard last night from New York, he was fast as hell. Like if I'm Eli, and I remember being that little, like, because technically he's a sophomore playing against seniors. Oh, I remember being a sophomore guard, obviously on a lesser scale, but I would really just like walk the ball up the court. If I had to turn my back to the basket to protect it, cool. Start the offense, initiate the offense. I wasn't trying to break people down. Like, you gotta just, as the point guard at that level, you gotta just get the ball in and get into your set.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, that's the question I had. Yeah.
Okay. What's so, you got another topic?
Yeah, bro. Keeping it Kentucky, bro, and honestly, hometown. To be honest, hometown hero for our Western PA listeners. Your boy from Kennedy Catholic plays at Kentucky. Oscar Chuboy. Man. Wooden Award winner last year, averages 17 and 15. Decided to come back to lead your Kentucky Wildcats, which they actually have a more like veteran group this season as opposed to the last, let's say, 10 years. Have you been following Oscar's stuff over the last like month or so?
Yeah, but no.
So like this cat, it's like kind of breaking news that Kentucky media is low-key hiding. Like this cat, he had Coach Calipari stated 2 days ago at some media day that Oscar did have a minor knee surgery in October.
Yeah, I remember that. They said it was supposed to be like a 15-minute procedure or something like that.
Yeah, and like at the Big Blue Madness about a month ago, he was on crutches at SEC Media Day. He like wasn't even really present. I guess he was not within the interview space per se. Coach Kyle's saying he'd be surprised if Oscar plays in their opener on Monday, which is crazy. Side note, college basketball starts this Monday. Excited for that.
Wow.
But so like Oscar is supposed to be the guy of college basketball, right? Player of the year returning, which is rare. But they're kind of keeping on the low that he might not even be playing. I mean, he'll be back, but like what are you feeling? Especially like I'm directing it to you because you are a Kentucky guy.
Bro, that's the heart and soul of the team this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just don't know how to, I see the team we got coming back. I mean, I don't see how we really work without him.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be pretty hard. I mean, we got good guys, obviously, but when you're missing that final link, somebody got to step up. And the numbers he was putting up, the amount of rebounds he would chase down, I don't know anybody on the team because I don't really know him like that. I would have to watch him, obviously, but
mm-hmm. –
I don't really know nobody that's going to bring that energy he brought, bro.
No.
It's hard. That's a hard void to fill. But obviously, we want him healthy for the long run instead of trying to rush him back just to, you know, prove that we can win it this year.
Right. And that's what I mean. You'd want him to be healthier in March as opposed to in November, right?
Exactly.
But you got to get early wins to secure and solidify a March spot. So it's like, it's definitely touchy.
And the SEC is going to be – it's going to be a battle.
Oh, yeah. I just don't like how they didn't – like, why wasn't there, like, a big notice or, like, hey, Oscar's going to have this surgery? Or why did they wait?
I saw the announcement come up on my ESPN app.
It was still, like, low, though. Like, I feel like it's not, like – I mean, bro, he's the
I don't think they player looked at the it. Year. I don't think they looked at it to be that bad. Like, literally, in the when it came up on the ESPN app, it said breaking. Kentucky star – Oscar Chuboy to have a 15-minute knee procedure.
Right.
That's literally what the report said.
It's like a knee scope to clean some shit out.
Yeah, basically. And then they made it seem like he would be back. So I'm guessing that they probably seen something worse than what it is, but they don't really know how to diagnose it. That would be my only guess mm-hmm. on why it's not really talked about or why it wasn't really bought. Because like I said, it literally said on the ESPN app, 15-minute knee procedure.
Right.
So, I mean – maybe it was worse than they thought, and they trying to get the realm of things, and maybe they don't want to scare him. You never
know. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, because Coach Kyle's saying, like, basically to Big Blue Nation, like, be patient with us. Like, our team, we got to figure things out, this and that. Like, the typical coaching comments, you know?
Right.
And, I mean, obviously, if you don't have the reigning player of the year, and like you said, like, your motor of a guy like Oscar, like, that's a big hindrance to your squad. So, I mean, it's a next man up mentality, but that's a very big set of shoes to fill. It's like, I just hope he's cool. I hope he comes back and is healthy and is strong and able to do what he does. Cause I mean, he's one of our guys, technically. He's a Mercer County guy, right? Like, we got a roof for him.
For sure.
And I hope he's cool to move forward into a professional career as well. Like, hopefully this doesn't hinder anything in that sense.
Yep. Yes, sir. Prayers for Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all we could do. And, you know, we just had to stay tapped in, honestly.
For sure. Your boys, they play Howard on Monday at home, and then they play Duquesne on Friday at home.
Two quick dubs.
Should be. And I do want to say one thing, because Coach Kyle was saying, like, he'd be working out Oscar individually, pause, and then and then make a decision on Oscar's ability to play on Friday. That's what they're leaning more towards, not the Monday game. So okay. We'll see what happens, bro.
Yes, sir.
Couple NBA things, nothing too crazy. The Milwaukee Bucks are 8-0 without Chris Middleton.
That's crazy. That's scary.
They're one of the only NBA teams that actually play team basketball, though, if we're being real.
I mean, yeah, their coach was up under Coach Popovich. So Everybody who came up under Popovich is, you know, they're going to have that system, like the Warriors, the Spurs, the Suns, and the Bucks. They all was up under Coach Pop, and you see how they play.
What's your early season thoughts on Giannis?
He'll be up for the MVP again.
He's killing. both ends of the court,
like,
bro.
He'll be up for the MVP again, but that's one thing you can say every year, because he's not doing nothing but adding more and more to his bag.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. Each year he adds something to his game, where obviously over the years you've seen the strength, you've seen the ball handling, you've seen the shooting, and it's really all coming together. I seen you and Cliff talking on Facebook about the one he was trying to just kind of
force it, yeah,
getting his Duffy and head down type of thing. But I mean, props to him, bro. Like, he's a big dude doing those types of things. Like, he put the work in, and once Chris comes back, I mean, who knows? Like,
it's scary. Yeah, and my only point on that was, you know, to be honest with you, is he got it in his duffel, but at least get somewhere with it, you know?
Exactly.
Because, like, if you're going to force that, if you know how we look at it, if you're going to force something, let's look at the reality. You got in your duffel, okay, I'm all with you trying out things you worked out on. But if you're going to get in your duffel, at least get a good look out of it. You know what I mean? Like, you got in your duffel and forced it. All right, in reality, you ain't have to force it, because in reality, you could have just, boom, turned your back, 1, 2, 3, dunk on you. Dumb. Like you've been doing, you know? So if you're going to get in your duffel, it's like Russian roulette. If you're going to take that chance, take that risk, you know, there's a chance you're going to miss. And you're going to, there's a chance you don't get shot. There's a chance you get shot.
Right.
Same with that shot. There's a chance you're going to make it. There's a chance you miss. So make it a good one.
Right. And I think we talk about it every episode. It's the whole social media thing. Like, people saying he can't handle the rock. So in his mind, he's like, here's my little moment to go tween, cross, whatever, you know. So
it's a no proof of point, bro.
Right. So Bucks are 8-0. The Cavs are second in the East right now, led by Donovan Mitchell, who's really been hooping. Darius Garland's now back after his eye stuff.
That was a scary eye injury.
I know, bro. I'm excited for Cleveland, bro. Like, it's kind of crazy how quickly they've gelled, though, to be honest.
I mean, listen, we talk about it all the time. When real hoopers hoop.
Mm-hmm.
You make stuff happen. Like, to be honest with you, this is the same squad they had last year. You just plug in D. Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
And
who's good with playing without the ball, too? And he plays defense.
Understand. That's what people don't understand. And he didn't need much, bro. Like, to be honest, like, he had Mike Conley, who's a great point guard. But Mike Conley is, like, you know how people always talk about tier. Like, he's a top. When he was in his prime, he was – that dude, like, he was what the point guards was of his generation. Now the point guards changed, like, so right. like a tier level 2-3 type of guard.
Mm-hmm.
And then D. Mitch ended up having to be the top tier guard handling the ball with Mike Conley beside him. Now he got Darius Garland, a top tier guard as well.
Mm-hmm.
He don't have to do what he did. And that's what I was trying to tell people, you know who I'm talking about when he came under my post with his long synthesis of what he felt, because he was the greatest high school player ever.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew this would work.
No, I'm excited for them, bro. We look good early on.
It made me more excited, not because you are, to go to this Cavs-Warriors game on in January.
Heck yeah, bro. Blazers on top of the Western Conference without Dame, because like I said, he's dealing with something similar as me, the old calf strain. I mean, he's supposed to come back within the next week or two, but they're another team that actually moves the ball, and they played real defense. So, I mean, it's not necessarily like a big shocker that they're playing so well. But then again, a week or two ago, not many people would have been like, oh, the Blazers are going to be the number one seed in the West after the initial seven, eight games, you know.
Right.
Jazz are randomly making noise. So people are kind of saying, like, are they not taking for Victor Wembanyama, or are they trying to win now, which is funny.
Honestly, bro, it's honestly just the team that everybody expected to be the top dogs is losing.
Mm-hmm.
But that don't mean they can't turn it around.
No.
And then it's the teams that everybody expected to tank is coming out playing great basketball because they were doubted.
But yeah, they're hungry, bro.
That don't mean they still can't not win throughout the season. So, mm-hmm. it's just amazing basketball to watch right now. And the league has shifted and is back to like where the team is even enough to be able to watch the games.
Exactly. That's what, like, honestly, this is the most exciting the NBA's been across the board since, I mean, the early 2000s, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying like the last 10, whatever years, champions, that kind of thing weren't exciting and worthwhile, but like now it's like you can turn on a random game and it's actually competitive. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Exactly. Like we'll just throw it out there, bro. The jumps to all these teams didn't help basketball as much as people were like, oh, well, he wasn't gonna win there. Okay, I agree. Guys want to win rings, but multiple guys teaming up, that wasn't fun. Like mm-hmm. even when there was two teams that was able to compete with a certain team, like when Miami went, that was a landslide. Like. Every year, they really should have won 4 out of 4, but they didn't. The Warriors, that was a landslide, and that's my squad, but that wasn't fair. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
that wasn't worth watching compared to Kobe versus Dwight. You know, like,
right.
You know, things like that. Like, that was basketball at its finest because those were teams that was drafted and we traded for it and things like that. So,
mm-hmm.
I see where you're coming from.
Next note, real quick. I just put Lakers and Warriors, dot, dot, dot.
Boom. It's the only word I can use, bro.
Yeah.
Like, my boys will turn it around.
They honestly. Definitely will. People are overreacting very, very early.
Like, that's the championship teams do every year. Like,
promise.
You're coming off this high. You're more so looking forward to down the stretch. And it's hard not to when you won a championship because now you see what it felt like. But mm-hmm. now you got to stop thinking about so far down the stretch, like what we got to do these later months and what type of focus we can turn on then. And you got to turn that focus on now to where you can be healthy enough to be able to focus on later.
Exactly. And with the Lakers, I mean,
this is what we expected, I think, honestly.
Yeah, bro. And it's like with the whole, like the big media outlets, like they're going to talk about them 24/7. So that's why we don't want to talk about them all the time here.
Yeah.
But I will say, shout out to Russ coming off the bench and playing more of his role. The offense looks a lot better when it's ran through him as opposed to ran through LeBron. And you know I'm a big LeBron fan. When LeBron has the rock, it's really all ISO.
And dribble for 20 seconds.
And guys standing, waiting to shoot. Therefore, the opposing defense can react. They know he's going to kick it and put a high hand up to that shooter, which makes it a harder shot.
Honestly, what they do is load the whole floor up and – we're giving you – the only thing we might give you is the pocket pass to AD where mm-hmm. we can slide to help under AD for a charge. Or we can mm-hmm. slide to help under AD and make him have to pass out to your non-shooter. You know, things like that. So
I mean, when they ran the pick and roll with LeBron and Westbrook as LeBron being the picker, like, that looks pretty. And that's a role that LeBron can excel in because he can catch and finish, catch and dish. Like, that might be LeBron, him needing to understand, I need to manipulate my game to prolong my career, one, and prolong my chances of winning. But that's just my opinion.
I mean, honestly, bro, sometimes you got to give up that ego, like we say.
Yeah, bro.
And just understand, like, everything ain't going to work all the time.
Yeah, so shout out to Russ, though, kind of getting back to his game. John Wall, I know you're happy with how he's playing, looking athletic again.
You know I'm out here hype.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I see a highlight, I save it, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's my guy, man.
And two things, I don't want to talk about it really, but I just want to make sure people know that we are aware of this stuff. Josh Primo and Kyrie Irving. I mean.
Yeah, that's why you got to leave it at, to yeah. be honest with you.
That's what I want to – I do want to say one thing, like – like we just talked about 2 seconds ago, like the NBA is in such a good space in the sense of talent and excitement of basketball as a whole, as a game, as a sport. Let's focus on that as opposed to the off the court antics that it honestly feels like the media is trying to make this like a reality TV show as opposed to a league.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously the stuff that those guys are doing and saying and whatever, like, it's not right by any means, but like, let's just focus on the game as opposed to that stuff. Let the news outlets focus on that. Let's have ESPN and whoever focus on sports. That's all I want to say on that.
Yeah, bro. I mean, you know, you said you spoke your piece.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I agree.
But that's all, bro. That's all I got for me. How about you?
Nah, man, I'm good. I mean, you know, first one back, so.
Yes, sir.
We're going to get this one up and just get it cracking.
Mm-hmm. Episode 77 of the Breaking Barriers pod. If you've listened up to this point, go spam our recent Instagram posts, TikTok posts, tweets, whatever. Say you listened to the whole EP. Shout out to Apple, Spotify, Anchor, the whole gang. And yeah, bro, I think that's it.
Yes, sir. I'm going to get it up. Tap in with you, brother.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You too.